On this day in history, the British try to bribe the colonists to give up their freedoms. What did they try to do? And can you be bribed to give up your freedom? We'll talk about that. Let's get started. In 1773, feelings were running high in the colonies. The mother country over the previous 6 years were laying unjust taxes. The colonists argued that those taxes were contrary to established principles of no taxation without representation. The British even sent troops over to intimidate the colonists and force obedience to unjust laws. Revolution was fast approaching. On this day in history, April 27, 1773, Parliament passed an act that pushed the colonists towards complete independence. And here's how it came about. The British East India Company produced a lot of tea, and the mother country gave that company a monopoly on tea sales in the colonies. Now, to add insult to injury, the British also passed the Townshend Acts of 1767, which imposed duty on the tea, so they had no choice but to pay the tax because they could only buy tea from the British. So the colonists drank smuggled tea instead. By 1773, the British East India Company was having some financial problems. So on April 27th, the Parliament passed an act allowing the company to undersell the smugglers. So that August, ships full of tea were dispatched to colonial ports with low, low prices. They were really going low. They were trying to put the other people out of business to force the colonists to buy from them. Now, here's the issue that was at stake. If the colonists accepted the low-balled rates, the British would have been able to prove that the imposed tax was lawful. It was an ingenious scheme by the king to beguile the colonists into submission. The king believed that the colonists would give up their liberties, to give up their principles for a bargain. Well, were the colonists that shallow? Could they be bribed with cheaper tea? Well, Philadelphia, New York, Charleston, and other places sent the ships back home. No sail, they said. Now, the folks in Boston tried the same thing, but their efforts were thwarted by the British-controlled government. Well, then, under the leadership of Samuel Adams, town meetings were held, out of which they sent a message to the ship's owner to take off. They weren't going to buy, but he refused, the owner did. Now, it was now December 16th, and it was ordered by the British that on December 17th, the revenue officers were to unload the tea, and the duty was to be paid, and the king would be victorious. The only way to prevent this was to throw the tea overboard. That night, the people held a town meeting in the Old South Church to draw up a protest. Now, while the meeting was going on, they heard the sounds of an Indian war whoop, while 200 men dressed as Indians boarded the ships and tossed the tea overboard. Now, some historians finding fault with this have called the event childish, and they've even labeled it as a riot. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, there might have been some question about disguising themselves as Indians and passing the blame onto them. However, it was no riot. It was a deliberate act in response to the king's challenge. Now, Boston's no was a little more stylish than New York's or Philly's, but they, with one voice, said, "We will not be bribed to give up our freedoms." Could you be bribed to give up yours? That's a good question, isn't it?